Hello, good afternoon. My name is Klára Klímová, and I'm responsible for investor relations at Pegas Nonwovens. I would like to welcome all of you at today's conference call organized by Pegas Nonwovens in relation with the first quarter 2008 results announcement. First, I would like to introduce today's speaker at the conference call. This is Mr. Bogdan, the CEO of the company.
Good afternoon.
It is Mr. Gerža, the financial director of the company.
Hello.
And Mr. František Řezáš, the sales director of the company. The format of the call is following. You should all receive by now the PowerPoint presentation which will be discussed at today's conference call. If you don't have it, it's already available at the website of Pegas. The management will go through the presentation slide by slide. This will take about 30 minutes, and afterwards you can place questions. I would like to ask all of you to identify yourself when you place a question, so please state your number and the company that you're representing, and then you can ask. And now I will hand over to Mr. Bogdan to start with the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Klára. Good afternoon again. My name is Miloš Bogdan. I am the CEO of Pegas Nonwovens. I am pleased to confirm that we started the year 2008 very well. We have run our production with a high level of efficiency and have delivered to our customers at our best. In the first quarter of 2008, we focused on the optimal utilization of our new capacity from the 8th production line, production efficiencies, cost control, and new R&D projects, and we strongly believe that this will allow us to stay at the leading edge of in the current highly competitive European spunmelt nonwoven textiles market. The management of the company is very satisfied with both the financial and operational results in this period. Please turn to the next slide, which is slide number 5. I will now go through the key highlights of the first quarter of 2008. Due to the launch of new 8th production line and due to the utilization of its capacity starting from January 2008, we managed to increase our revenues by 20.5% to 37.8 million, which is a very good achievement. We maintained our EBITDA at the same level as last year, and we are happy to confirm our full year EBITDA guidance. We generated a very high net profit of 11.6 million euro, which is almost three times higher than last year. This is the result of foreign exchange gains and lower finance costs. The nonwoven market has become very competitive last year as the new capacities were added in the market, resulting in a slight oversupply. As a result of this, the margins of most leading producers suffered. However, Pegas was still able to sell almost all capacity in contrast to some of its competitors. In the first quarter 2008, we have increased our production by 20.3% year-on-year through the successful commissioning of the 8th line. Lots of emphasis is being put on new research and development project will be driving our sales in the future. As to the 9th production line, the Czech Ministry of Industry and Trade is currently evaluating the permissible extent of subsidy support for the 9th line project. Next slide, please. Slide number 6. Here are the key financial highlights of the first quarter 2008. Mr. Gerža, CFO, will go through this in detail, but I will quick summarize. Our revenues grew by 20.5% in line with the production in tons, growth of 20.3%. EBITDA was 10.5 million euro, a similar level as in the same quarter last year. The appreciation of the Czech koruna resulted in very high realized and unrealized forex gains, which together with lower finance costs contributed to a very high net profit of 11.6 million euro. The number of employees at the end of the period went up by 15.2% year-on-year in connection with a new line. Next slide, please. Slide number 7. Now let me please discuss for a moment trends in the capacity versus demand in Europe spunmelt market. The production capacity in the European nonwoven spunmelt market increased between 2003 and 2007 by 44.5% 4,000 tons each year. In 2007, 49,000 tons were added to the market. In 2008 and 2009, the market will increase in average by 39,000 tons each year. This confirms that the production capacity increase in Europe is not enormous. The end market for non-wovens textile is growing linearly approximately by from 5 to 6% per annum or by 28 to 30,000 tons in terms of non-woven spun mill demand. The long-term mismatch between supply and demand is compensated by less than 100% utilization and export. It is very likely that some technically obsolete capacities in Europe will be shut down. The expected structure of capacity increases in 2008 and 2009 is advantageous for Pegas from two reasons. In 2008 and 2009, as much as 50% of capacity increase is expected by new untested non-trichophil technologies. In 2007, 35,000 tons out of 49,000 tons added represented new capacity by Pegas or its direct competitors. In near future, I mean in 2000 and 2009, already 37% of capacity will come from new and experienced entrants. On one hand, it confirms attractiveness of the non-woven industry for trade investors. On the other hand, the entry of newcomers and untested technologies in the technically advanced and demanding hygiene segment is questionable and in contrary may result in new opportunities in the market for Pegas. More details can be found in the appendix. Now, let me please hand over to Mr. Aleš Gerda.
So, now back to numbers. Our performance and profitability in the first quarter 2008 was impacted by a number of key developments. Revenues increased by 20.5%. The key drivers of this growth were increased production volumes resulting from high production capacity and higher raw material prices, which were reflected in the output prices. Raw materials and consumables went up by 34% year-on-year. The main reason was a higher consumed volume of raw materials due to higher production and higher input prices passed through. The same reasoning applies to the increase in electricity costs. Staff costs increased by 12.2%. This is attributable to new hires for the 8th line and general salary level increase. Staff costs were positively impacted by the lower value of the phantom share option plan by €324,000. On the other hand, they were negatively impacted by the Czech crown appreciation. EBITDA amounted to €10.5 million, down by 2.4% year-on-year. Decrease in EBITDA was the result of a number of factors which impacted the company's profitability, mainly the Czech crown euro development, both input and output related polymer price indexes, portfolio mix, and finally influence of the competitive environment in the European nonwoven market. EBITDA margin reached 27.7%, down by 6.5 percentage points in comparison with the same period of 2007. This decrease was underlined by the polymer pass-through mechanism, when as a result of higher polymer prices in the first quarter of 2008, the higher polymer price level impacted final sale prices and EBITDA margin decreased. Consolidated depreciation and amortization reached €4.1 million, up by 34% year-on-year. This increase resulted from increase of depreciated non-current assets such as production hall and machinery for the 8th production line and partially from the appreciation of Czech crown against euro. In the first quarter of 2008, foreign exchange gains and other financial income net represented €8.2 million. This newly presented item introduced during the last annual financial results includes realized and unrealized forex changes, changes in fair value of interest rate swaps and other financial income and expenses. Interest expenses net related to the debt servicing amounted to €1.5 million in the first quarter of 2008, a 26.6% decrease compared with the same period in 2007. The main reason was the decrease in the interest costs in connection with the refinancing of the senior debt in May 2007. Net profit amounted to €11.6 million, up by 299% year-on-year due to forex gains, including their impact on the income tax and lower interest expenses. The next slide. Breakdown of revenues by geography. First of all, please note that breakdown is based on location of delivery. Previously, it was based on the invoicing address of the respective customer. Sales in Western Europe increased by 60%. Sales to CE and Russia by 52.5% due to higher deliveries to our customers located in the Czech Republic and Poland. Sales in other territories went down in line with our expectations. Higher growth in revenues is supported by an increase in the sales of technologically advanced materials by 48%. This confirms our focus on this segment. Next slide, cost composition. Cost composition and increase of operating costs is driven primarily by the increase in capacity, which resulted in higher consumed volumes. As a result, polymers and electricity went up by 32.1% and 60.5% respectively due to higher consumed volumes on the new production line and higher energy prices. Staff costs increased due to the recruitment of new staff for the 8th line. However, they were positively impacted by the changes in the value of the share option plan, the value of which went down by €324,000. The next slide, balance sheet. Main changes in the balance sheet compared with March 31, 2007 are increase in fixed assets in connection with the 8th line. Inventories are up as a part of increased stocking for the 8th line and higher inventories of produced material. Last year inventories were very low. Trade and other payables went up by 59.7% due to the remaining payments in connection with the 8th line project. Bank loans, both short-term and long-term, decreased due to repayment and refinancing. As we have stated earlier, cash levels are no longer managed as a standalone item, but are incorporated into our overdraft facility, whereby cash levels are kept to a minimum and interest costs are reduced. Goodwill increased on the back of forex revaluation. The next slide is cash flow statement. Some of the events impacting the balance sheet and profit and loss account in 2008 are illustrated by the cash flow statement, reflecting the cash position of the company. They are high generation of profit before tax, change in payables and change in inventories, cash flow from investment activities relating to the 8th line. And the next slide, CapEx development. CapEx in the first quarter of 2008 was, with the exception of maintenance investments in the amount of €600,000, related to the expansion of production activity and to the 8th production line. €10.5 million was the remaining payments for this project. For 2008, we confirm our guidance that total CapEx will be €18 million. And now I will hand over to Miloš.
Thank you, Aleš. Let me continue with slide 16, expected dividend payment. Pegas expects that the total dividend will be €7.8 million or €0.85 per share. The dividend will be distributed from the share premium account to the company, assuming that no extraordinary event occurs, and it is subject to the interim auditor's report, which shall verify the condition of the payment. The approval of the payment by the general meeting of shareholders of company is not required, since the authority to distribute the share premium has been granted to the board of directors of the company at the annual general meeting last year. The payment of dividend is again expected in the third quarter this year. Next slide, number 18. Based on the first quarter 2008 financial and business development, Pegas is pleased to reiterate its full year 2008 guidance. we expect our revenues to grow by 21 to 25% compared to 2007. We expect our EBITDA in the old format adjusted to grow by 5 to 9%. Our CapEx guidance for 2008 remains euro 18 million, and we expect to pay our dividend of euros. Next slide. The last one, page number 19. The company's strategic focus in 2008 as well as in the upcoming years is to continue to strengthen our market position, retain our technology leadership in the market for spun melt non-woven textile for the disposable hygiene product in Europe, and maintain superior finance performance. We hope to create a strong platform for new growth in the year 2009 and 2010. Thank you very much for your attention, and now we expecting your questions.
Thank you, Miloš. If you have any question now, please state your name and we will be happy to respond to your questions. Question number one, please.
Bram Buring from Wood & Company. Hello?
Yes,
Bram, we can hear you.
Oh, okay, excellent. I have four questions, if I could, please. Is there any, first of all, big congratulations on the increase in the proportion of the technologically advanced materials in your product mix. My question is there any scope for this to increase further in 2008? That's my first question. Second question is the fair value of the Phantom Share Option Program. Is this going to impact on labor costs in every single quarter going forward? The third question is, I see that you had a small increase in net debt compared to the end of last year, and just what kind of a net debt position should we expect for you, let's say, by the end of this year? And the last question is if maybe you could clarify on slide 7 a little bit, this last point, how the structure of new capacities on the European market represent an opportunity for Pegas. Maybe explain to us how exactly that works. Thank you.
Good. So probably František Řezáč, commercial director, can start with technologically advanced materials in its year.
Regarding the technologically advanced materials, our expectation and our goal is to increase the proportion of these materials on our sales. In 2008, we have some development projects with our customers, also proprietary projects. Some projects are under qualification procedure, let's say. I am speaking about ultralight weight materials and medical materials for medical applications. And also there are some projects under, let's say, testing procedure, and the volume, the real business, we expect it a bit later, not in 2008, but it can be in 2009, maybe 2010. But generally, our expectation is to continue and to increase the proportion of advanced material.
So if I understand correctly, most of the increase in the proportion from these new projects is not going to be 2008, but in the following 2 years?
Partly, some results will be shown even this year, but a lot of projects is focused on 2009 and 2010.
Thank you.
Regarding, Bram, your question on the fair value of the share option program, unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
The revaluation of share option program is being made every quarter, and this will, or it is always impacted by the current development of the price of the share of the company. So you can expect the movements every single quarter.
And I'm sort of assuming that if the share price goes up, then the cost of the program goes up, and so it would be increasing the labor costs in a quarter, and then conversely, when the share price is heading down, it would decrease the labor cost.
You are absolutely right. Yes.
Okay.
So regarding the level of net debt at the end of the year 2007. We expected through our balance sheet that the net debt of the company will be around 115 million euros. Mm-hmm. But as we all know, this is very dependent on the working capital development of the company. So in this moment, let's say it will be around 115 million euros.
At the end of 2008.
15.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
I would continue with the explanation of our opportunities. Slide number 7 and also this, the appendix on slide number 22 illustrate that the new capacities are for the first side are going to cover the increasing demand, but if you have a look, let's say closer look to these new capacities, there are non-Rycophil capacities and they are mostly capacities from newcomers. And probably they just can't offer the technologically advanced materials to the demanding market. So we see this as an opportunity for us.
So I guess the way I interpret the charts is that there's going to be actually more of the non-hygiene, more of the non-Rycophil capacity in total coming to the market in these next 2 years, which means that the hygiene market should be rather tighter than it was in the past couple years, which is positive for you.
Yeah.
That's the right interpretation.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man. Next question, please.
Hello, this is Peter Vidlichka from Wood & Company. I have one question after brands. I would like to ask about the CapEx and your expenditures on the 8th line and possibly the 9th line. Your CapEx guidance for 2008 is 80 million euros, and as far as I understand, you already spent 11 million euros in the first quarter on the 8th line. My question is, how much are you going to spend on the 8th line in total when you add up all the quarters together, and whether you plan to spend some money on the new line possibly this year? Thank you.
So regarding the total spending for the 8th production line, it is about 38 or up to 39 million euros altogether. You are definitely right. We paid 10.5 million euros in the first quarter of 2008, and there is a remaining payment of 5 million euros to be paid for this project, and it's principally over. I mean, this project would be over in terms of money. Then, in terms of line number 9, we still have in our minds to invest 40 to 45 million euros in the 9th production line, depending on the final configuration of the line.
Thank you.
Okay, next question, please. Are there any question?
This is Brian Buring from Wood & Company. Could I have a follow-up question, please?
Of course, Brian. Yeah.
How are you seeing polymer prices developing for the rest of the year, and what impact do you think this would be having on your results towards the end of the year?
That's a very nice question. Thank you for that. I think that you could see the price development, the polymer price development since the beginning of this year. The polymer prices have been going down. We started at the level of 1250, now we are at 1170, let's say. And we expect that the price, polymer prices, should be more or less at this level. We don't know what will happen with the very high price of crude oil, how it will influence the polymer price, but generally the situation in the market with polypropylene and polyethylene is now, let's say, more advantageous for Pegas. We are going to contract more than 50,000 tons of polymers for next period of time, and there is some overcapacity, and we expect, but regarding the price, the level of price, we expect more or less the same level as we have now.
Which tends to be favorable for you. You benefit as the polymer prices are stable or go down.
Right? Yeah. That's favorable. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have any other questions from other brokers? Well, it's very beautiful weather here, but I hope that there are more people than Wood & Company working. Okay, if we don't have any other questions, thank you very much for participating in the conference call. Thanks very much for your questions. If you have some other questions in mind, please do not hesitate to send us an email, and we look forward to talking to you in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.